Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Reports. We're getting an update from Mako Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MKO, and on the OTCQX under the symbol MAKOF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Akiba Leisman. Now, we are going to get an update on the operations, the production status, as well as exploration update. Let's start with the operations update, because as we are talking off mic, Akiba, you mentioned May 12th as a key day. You called it D-Day as the ramp up was complete and the company really turned over to be cash flow positive here. Just to bring everybody up to speed, the company holds the San Albino gold project. This is the one in operation, and the Las Conchitas property. These are connected. These are both in northern Nicaragua. Let's start off again with the production at the San Albino Gold Project. Please, Akiba, outline why May 12th was such a key day and where the production goes from there.
Right. We started to mine the high-grade part of the deposit sporadically last calendar year in 2020. And then the plant was, for all intents and purposes, complete around the time that we last spoke in March. We experienced some minor teething issues, none of which were really material when it came to the design of the plant. But after a period of about 5 weeks, we resolved those issues. And then starting on May 12th, which became a very important day for the company, we began the processing exclusively of the high-grade material that we've been mining really over the course of the last few quarters. That stockpile in the high grade is averaging in excess of 0.5 ounce material. So that's the stuff that has been going through the mill since May 12th. We are going to be processing exclusively high grade material until the point that we get into what we consider to be the best part of the deposit, which is an area called Porcelana, which will be probably around the second or third week of July. And at that point in time, we're going to be blending the run-of-mine material from Porcelana into our mill, as well as blending some historical dump material that the old-timers left behind. But the old-timers' waste material, that dump material, is grading on average of about 3 grams. So even that is, in and of itself, economic to be mining. But we're going to be blending that material with Porcelana starting in the middle of July. So really from May 12th, through the beginning part of next month, the head grades of our mill will be approximately 0.5 ounce material. Truly, I don't know of another precedent in open pit gold mining globally that's doing the type of numbers that we're doing right now with the commensurate profitability that we're generating right now.
Now, Akiba, just remind everybody the estimates in terms of, let's say, all-in sustaining costs for this production, and again, the estimates of what the company, in terms of ounces, could be producing on the back end of this now that it's up and running.
Sure. So, I mean, without going into explicit guidance, and also I do want to caution investors that it's always dangerous when you talk about averages of the mine. So really for the next month and a half, we're going to be processing 0.5 ounce material. The measured and that equates to around 15, just over 15 grams per ton, to put it in metric. The measured and indicated grade of the resource that we put out, the updated resource that we put out last fall, was about 9.56 grams a ton. So somewhat lower than what's the material that we're processing right now. So there should be an expectation that we're going to be lowering those grades starting in the second or third week of July. But keep the number of 0.5 ounce in your mind, because right now our mining costs, we've experienced to date at the project, or at least since this calendar year, strip ratios of about 13 or 14 to 1. A project to date, this is going back since the beginning of last year, it's been about 19 to 1. Our all-in mining costs are roughly $2.60 a ton. So using that 19 to 1 strip ratio, that's $52 rock to move a ton of quote unquote ore. Our processing costs were really just in the time frame of a mine, we're really getting a good handle on what our overall processing costs per ton are winding up being. We were marking working it up at about $60 or $70 a ton, but we're experiencing lower numbers than that. I actually really do think that this operation will be having somewhere in the neighborhood of about $50 a ton for processing costs. So when you actually start baking into what a half ounce material means from a cash cost perspective, you'll add in some G&A associated with this. This will be one of the most profitable mines on a per ounce basis globally. And again, just I want to caution investors that that 15 gram material will probably be down throttled to a certain extent starting in the second or third week of July, but still an immensely profitable mine when it comes on a per ounce basis going forward.
Okay, thank you for the update on operations and congratulations on getting that ramp up completed. Let's now switch focus over to the exploration program. I understand that right around 50,000 meters is authorized and planned for this year. Number of different targets, some infill work, some exploration work. Let's start off just with a broad comment. The goals around this around 50,000 meter program that is underway this year.
Sure. A few months ago, the board requisitioned an $8.5 million drilling program for this calendar year. That roughly equated to a low to mid 50,000 meter of diamond drilling for this calendar year. Because of our small teething issues that we had over the plant, there's probably about a 5-week delay before I would consider this company to be cash flow positive, profitable. So there was a commensurate 5-week delay to getting the throughput of our drilling up to the level that would be commensurate for a low 50,000 meter program. So still today, we're operating with 2 rigs. Eventually, there's going to be 5 on site. Those 2 rigs that have been drilling really for the last 15 months over at the 2-rig level, one is focused on direct satellites to the San Albino mine, so hundreds of meters away from our delineated resource, extensions of the veins that make up that resource that, again, was grading in a measured and indicated category of 9.56 grams. So we have one rig that's ongoing there that's finding additional material that will eventually be part of the same mine plan that we're actually mining right now. The second rig is located over at Las Conchitas. It's an area directly contiguous to San Albino, directly to the south. The entirety of the area that we would consider to be part of Las Conchitas is about, let's call it 4 times the size from a surface area over at San Albino. There's 9 targets that have been identified through the drill bit. So this is not even just prospecting targets. This is stuff where we found in excess of 10 grams gold through diamond drilling on 9 separate locations within the Las Conchitas area. It is such a large area for us that we've broken it up into 3 zones. We are focused on the southernmost zone of Las Conchitas, an area that contains 3 targets, the Bayacun, Mango, and Dolores target over at the southern end of Las Conchitas. We have a single rig. It's over there in between the Bayacun and Dolores area on that southern area of Las Conchitas. We currently have an internal model, a 3-dimensional model, that's roughly the same size over at San Albino. And our one rig is finding extensions of even that. Now, when we get the additional 3 rigs, probably towards the back end of July, 2 of them are going to be focused on greatly expanding the drilling over at Las Conchitas and then even targeting some of the areas on the other 2 zones to the north of where we're drilling right now. So there's going to be a much greater pacing of meterage that's going to be drilled when those rigs go on site, specifically in the Las Conchitas area. And then for the first time in the history of this area, just geographically, there's never been a drill hole that has been placed outside of San Albino and Las Conchitas in the history of this deposit. We currently contain, there contains about 188 square kilometers of ground, of concessions under our belts. We've put out some prospecting results on some of those areas, concessions that we've had granted by the government and concessions that we've acquired from another company, and finding through prospecting results in situ. These aren't even grab samples. We're actually sampling veins in situ with grades that are running multi-ounce material as far as away from the mine as 21 kilometers.
So Akiba, how do you see the larger picture all coming together for the company then? Because it sounds like, based on what you're saying, that the Las Conchitas deposit could be as significant or possibly even larger than the San Albino one, which would be very substantial for the growth of the company. But then if you factor in these greenfields exploration initiatives, and if you find, in fact, other deposits, how does that fit into the approach the company is going to be taking over the next few years as it tries to ramp up its production profile?
Sure. When I took over as management of this company in August of 2019, we always had a three-pronged approach to how we were going to develop this company. Firstly, it was to develop this 500 ton per day operation to make this the highest grade open pit mine in the world. And then again, May 12th was our D-Day, where all the teething issues of the plant went away. We have been running this at well in excess of 80% of nameplate capacity. We've had quite a few days in excess of 500 tons per day. And then we're going to be declaring commercial production on July 1st, so the first day of Q3 of this year. But secondly, and part of the strategy was we laid the groundwork that we would have the ability to expand production from 500 tons a day to 1,000 tons a day by the very end of 2022. So we actually are permitted to do that over the plant. Essentially, all of the civil works and a lot of the infrastructure is already in place to handle 1,000 tons a day of processing. So we have two parallel 500 ton per day mills. We have a crusher that can easily handle 1,500 or 1,600 tons per day. We have enough generator capacity, enough tailings capacity to handle this at 1,000 tons a day. Very, very minor improvements. We've laid the civil works for an additional five carbon and leach tanks running in series to the current five leach tanks that we have for our carbon circuit, and just minor equipment to enhance some of our gravity circuit as well to run this at 1,000 tons a day. So for very minor capex, we'll be able to expand. What we do need is we do need to find more resources that we can mine, right? So we always knew about Las Conchitas. It was an area that the first drill hole, the discovery hole, was made in the area in 2011. Fortunately, it was never followed up on with previous management. It was really only since 2019 that we took a very keen focus on developing a resource over at Las Conchitas. By the first half of next year, we fully expect that Las Conchitas will be in a mineable form. And then by the very end of 2022, we can start mining that to supplement the production coming from San Albino. Likewise, we acquire another concession from another company back in December of 2019, an area called Puerto Rios. You can see just walking the ground that has all the hallmarks of being a tertiary deposit in its own right. And that's directly on strike to the San Albino deposit on the other side of the El Jicaro River. So we fully anticipate mining in that area, these effectively three deposits across multiple pits over the course of the next 2 or 3 years. Now, that being said, I always have to walk investors back and kind of frame everything in terms of what's going on. We have a relatively small resource over at San Albino. It's about 270,000 ounces in all categories. That was only delineated on about 230 meters of strike, right? So 230 meters of strike. We've extended the San Albino vein on the other side of the river to the northeast. So it's an area that includes Puerto Rios, and it's an area that includes concessions that the company has owned since 2009. We've extended that strike with fairly decent levels of continuity for an additional 6.7 kilometers, so well in excess of 20 times the strike length that's been delineated to date. We fully expect to have multiple deposits across that strike length. Las Conchitas to the south is on different veins, so it's not even just strike extent. This is like additional veins to the south in terms of where we're looking at there. We do not know the extent of what that particular area of our deposit is looking like. There was historical mines even further to the south on concessions that we've owned for quite some time as well. And then the new stuff, the north, the La Segoviana deposit, we are finding, again, different veins. So this is to the north. It's not on strike. These are very different veins. And we're starting from the very tippy top of La Segoviana. We were finding in situ, sampling veins in situ over reasonable widths that were grading well in excess of 40 grams a ton. We have traced a modicum of continuity in excess of 6 kilometers on those veins. And even the work that we've been doing since that that news release went out, it really does seem like there is a level of structural continuity that goes from the tippy top of La Segoviana right back to our mine 21 kilometers away, two orders of magnitude more than the strike length that we've delineated. That's not to say that the mine and deposit size is going to be 100 times as big, but we do anticipate finding a multitude of these deposits over many, many years. So we'll have the infrastructure in place to handle this at 1,000 tons a day, basically our first two objectives over the company, and then to supplement that with a very robust mine life by finding additional deposits over time.
All right, a lot to take in here, Akiba. Let's just wrap it up quickly then with estimated news flow. Break down what investors can be looking forward to in the near term.
Sure. So there'll be the formal declaration of commercial production, even though we are at levels that we would deem to be commercial and have been since May 12th. But the formal declaration of commercial production will happen on July 1st. Now, we will be putting out a fulsome operating update that will show exactly what is going through this mill that will confirm that we are the highest grade open pit mine on the planet, probably the second week of July when we've had a chance to consolidate all of the operational data from the first full month of operations being June. But we'll also put out the stub month for May as well in that press release. Now we are focused on the exploration side, on areas that have never been drill tested before. Now this, even San Albino is complicated in its own right. So these are very complicated geometries when it comes to how these veins lay. There's a lot of structural happenings. So it takes some time for us to be drilling areas and for us to have a good understanding as to why the gold is there, where the gold actually is, how these veins lie, putting out appropriate cross sections and long sections so we can show true widths and the morphology of the veins themselves. So it takes some time. So even though we actually have quite a bit of a backlog of Las Conchitas data, we've drilled 12,000 meters this calendar year, we're still probably a good 3 or 4 weeks away from us putting out updated drilling results on that area, so we have the ability to get a handle on the drilling geometry over there. And then I'm really hopeful that by the very end of this summer, we'll have drilling permits on both Puerto Rios and La Segoviana. Puerto Rios was a concession that we acquired. Unfortunately, the drilling permits from that concession acquisition did not transfer over to us, so we had to reapply for that. And La Segoviana, it was a virgin concession that was granted to us by the government, so that drilling permit needed to happen from scratch. Both of them are happening simultaneously, and then I'm hopeful we'll be able to get a drilling permit so we can actually start drilling there late this year. In the interim, we have the ability to drill on strike to our deposit on the other side of Puerto Rios to the northeast on the same concession that contains the San Albino deposit 4 kilometers away from the mine. So we're going to be drilling in areas outside of San Albino and Las Conchitas late this summer for the first time in the history of this deposit. And this deposit has been known about since the time of the Spanish in the 18th century.
All right, Akiba, appreciate this update. I will post a link to the Mako Mining website and also the news section so everyone can read over the recent news and get a summary of that recent news. If any of you have any questions for Akiba regarding anything going on at Mako Mining, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Akiba, thanks for the update. We'll chat again soon.
Great. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks, guys.